For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We have a fun, festive show to you for you guys today. First of all, join us through the via the magic of Skype, international comedic sensation with his new Netflix special, Double Negative. The reviews are out. The kids are loving it. The first guy to do two specials since George Carlin in 1912. Okay? The first one, the one only Ari Shaffir. Welcome, Ari. Ari,
thank
yes.
You. Thank you.
Ari, congratulations on your special, dude.
Thanks, man. I'm excited about it. I hope everyone sees it. And everybody, please just tweet about it. Say, hey, go watch, you know, Ari Shaffir's special Double Negative out now.
And it's on all of America. It's all over the world. Am I correct? The world.
The world. Everywhere there's a Starbucks, there's a Double Negative special.
Are you got some sort of hashtag tag people need to use or you, that you're doing to get...
I don't know.
Like, hashtag blown out asshole.
That'll help your Netflix fucking cachet.
Maybe Double Negative. I don't know.
That's what I did yesterday. I watched both of them last night right when it came out.
Joining us in studio, his podcast is one of the best podcasts out there. His amigo's been on the show a couple times, and we're glad to finally have him on. From the podcast Dirty Sports, Andy Ruther, everybody.
Good to be here, guys.
Thanks for being on the show, dude. Appreciate it.
It's been a long time in the making, hasn't it been?
Yes. Tell for those of our listeners that haven't checked out your guys' show, tell us a little about your show.
I'd say our shows are pretty similar, right?
Yeah.
You know, me and Joe Prano just riffing twice a week.
How did you guys meet?
We met. We actually met through a comedy competition up at the Comedy Store in like 2011.
And so you guys started it then?
No, we didn't start it till 2014, and then we've been going ever since.
What episode are you up on?
328 this week.
Does anyone ever thought about what we're up to? It's got to be 500, right?
I mean, we had two different feeds, really. I think we had like around 200 on one, and I think, yeah, something like that.
Someone just sent us, Renee the Mexican sent us a picture of...
We're four something. We're definitely in the 400s.
Yeah,
really?
For sure.
Four?
Gotta be.
We've talked 400 episodes of fucking sports.
Gotta be.
We're old.
And that doesn't include Patreon or the live ones or... I mean, we started this when most of us didn't even have driver's licenses yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tebow, did you see the picture that Renee the Mexican put out? Us back in the studio. You
that was
like
studio
you had a hard
one.
Day. You had a hard day.
Well, it's also one of those pictures where I'm like turning my head and like blinking, so it's like a bad picture on top of it. That had to be 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
because that was studio one.
Studio one. We've been through six studios?
I think five.
How many studios you've been through?
Basically one. We mostly record out of my apartment, which we call a smut shack.
That'd be really weird if you shut down your own apartment.
Yeah.
You're like, apartment shut down. It's got to go. It's not making any money.
I like doing the apartment, though. Prano lives right down the street from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apartment's cool. Apartment's not bad.
Apartment's not bad. Like, Ari, you just did yours from the steps of the Comedy Cellar, right?
Yeah. Two times ago. And then I did the next one in the fucking Tompkins Square Park. The one's out today. Tompkins Square Park.
How many episodes are you putting out now? One a week?
Three a month-ish. Yeah, now this is my special. It'll be one a week.
Okay, so you're back into it. You're back into it. Dates out of the gates. Where are you going to be, Ari? Yeah. Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'll be on Netflix.
Oh, name dropper.
I'm hosting the Nasty Show in Montreal starting tomorrow, Wednesday, all the way through the 29th. Also in Montreal, I got my storytelling show, Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show.
That's so funny. That is the name of it. That's great.
Yeah, it's on the 25th at 11:59 p.m. Ali Sadiq's already in. James A. Acaster's already in. I'm getting a couple more. Should be great. The Mainline Theater. And then live podcast also from there on the Saturday, weekend Saturday.
Awesome. Andy, do you got any dates you're going to be? Anywhere you're performing?
I got nothing to push right now.
All
right.
That's great. Yeah. Nothing? T-shirts? Hope? Dreams?
No. I've lost all those.
I love it.
I do want to give a shout out to the last Bumble girl that from San Francisco. Just I hope you didn't give me AIDS. That's what I want to say,
dude. It's unless you're shooting heroin with her.
Come on,
it's
you're not
really hard
AIDS.
To get AIDS.
Yeah, but okay,
kids.
Hold on. Prano and I, we've had this debate so much about straight dudes getting AIDS. Is it really that difficult?
It is, dude.
It's pretty hard.
It is. Do you know how fucking delicate the actual virus is? That's why if it hits any air at all, it dies. Saliva dies. That's why you get it from two ways. Make no doubts about it. Take it in the butt or shooting heroin.
One out of two ain't bad.
Or if she shaved like 3 days before and you're fucking hardcore hitting it. And so like you get all scraped up, a little bloody, fucking okay.
So you're saying pussy cuts.
Pussy cuts, dick cuts.
Fucking
pussy
bush cuts are the third way. Bush cuts are the third way you can get AIDS. So it's butt fucking, syringes, and bush cuts.
We should write a medical journal.
No, we should not.
If anybody should, it's us.
Add that to WebMD.
Hey, so I can see where people
are. Dude, I've done research on it. A lot of it. Guys, next week, Comedy Cast in the main room. It is Ian Bagg, Steve-O, Anthony Jeselnik, Morgan Murphy, and Eddie Bravo. I just did a tinfoil hat with Eddie Bravo. It is up now. The audio is about to be corrected, so check that out. And then next week, I'm with Red Band and Dean Del Rey. We are at the Toronto. We're doing the Comedy Corner 3 days. It's the it's Wednesday. No, it's 4 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're out there in Toronto. It's my favorite city to gig in, and I'm super excited about it. Toronto is like San Francisco, but with fuckable people. That's what it is. Everybody's, all the women are gorgeous in fucking Canada. What?
Yeah. Spokes Patinery also open late.
Yeah. And then the second week in August, I am at Stanford and Sons in Kansas City. And then the third week, I am at the Philly Punchline during the Mayweather fight. So that should be fun.
You're doing these all wrong, Sam. You're doing these all wrong. I've talked to you about this.
Okay, but I'm just throwing it out there. It's called
City. City.
Okay, Philadelphia.
Where in Philadelphia?
The Punchline.
When?
The third week. I got to get the dates here in my phone.
Third week of what?
Of August. Week of August.
26th, if it's during the fight.
Yes, that weekend. That weekend.
26th is that Saturday.
Yes.
So 25th, 26th, 20, whatever.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone in Philly is going to be rooting for Mayweather.
I'm sure it's going to be.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure it's going to be.
No racial slurs dropped by those people in Philly during that fight.
Let's get into this. And
hang on,
way,
I got
dates.
Oh,
you got your dates. My apologies. What? Move it back.
I want to see both. Yeah, I want to be able to see both of you at least.
How's that?
A little more.
There you go. Now we got a cord problem.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, but then a little over this way.
God damn,
tight.
What am I?
Touch more. No, that other way. Good.
This is great audio.
Fucking dipshit. That's what we're known for.
Guys,
I am in Downey at a place called Goddess Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
I am downtown Saturday at 8 o'clock at a place called Cabaret Bodega on Broadway.
Oh, it's great.
Then I'm in downtown Cabaret on Friday Street next year.
Okay.
Then I'm on Broadway and Downey 4 weeks and 2 days after Saturday.
Okay.
Then I'm at Bodega, downtown Downey every day but Friday and Saturday. Then I'm at 8 p.m. Fridersat, Broadway and Downey. Pretty sure that last one isn't anything. All my other dates, watch Ari's special, call Double Negative.
Double Negative. Let's talk about this Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather tour. Thoughts on it?
Toronto was the best one.
By far.
Yeah.
I agree. They're doing this.
You know why Toronto was the best one? Because it's like San Francisco, but with fuckable people.
But I think, well, in Toronto, L.A. was bad. Not bad, but it was just kind of, I don't think they really got their groove going. And then when the crowd started chanting, pay your taxes in Toronto, you're like, wow. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. And Connor just destroyed him. Connor destroyed him. And then it got a little like, by London, they were out of steam. They're like, let's wrap this up. I mean, six jets in four days, they said.
Flew together to London. I mean, like, what kind of fight is that?
You don't think having dinner and laughing.
Do you think the whole fight's fixed?
I think the drama is fixed.
Sure. It's WWE.
Dude, if you and I were each going to make minimum. $150 million.
I'd suck your dick.
It would be so hard
for that.
You have to pay
me to stop. You have to give me more money to stop.
Here's another $2 million.
Yeah.
Stop sucking
please,
my
please
dick.
Stop. There's no more cum left. I'm like, you want to bet on that? I'll get more out of it. Fixed, I don't know.
I don't know if it's necessary.
You can't rule it out.
Absolutely not. Tinfoil hat, you can't rule it out.
But people are so, like, if you go on social media, people are so fucking stupid. They think, like, they don't think even the promo's staged. They're like, oh, man, McGregor is going to get, if it's a legit fight, he does not stand a chance.
No.
Does not stand a chance.
No, but, I mean, dude.
But they're getting everybody to bet on McGregor because of these promotions.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's Vegas loving this.
And
everybody's coming in
on
Mayweather. They put the, listen, they know. If you're a gazillionaire and this promo thing isn't going on, you have a gazillion dollars, which is like a trillion dollars. Why wouldn't you go in on Mayweather with 50 mil and go, I think he's going to win? They have to make that. This is all staged.
What are the odds?
It's like it's – dude, they say Mayweather has better odds than a world champion Berto. Was that his name that he fought, Berto?
Yeah.
Andre Berto?
Oh, you're talking about who fought Mayweather?
Yeah, they give him Mayweather better odds than that because they know no one's going to take those unless they make people think there's
you
a chance.
You mean McGregor better odds than that?
They're giving McGregor better odds than that. It's
oh,
like
really?
Unbelievable. It's a topa. But this is what we're paying
God.
For.
Look at this. As of July 14th, wow. Mayweather is -500. Conor McGregor is +350. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
You'd be a fool to bet on McGregor at +350. You needed to get like +1200.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those bets where I go on BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. You go on BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. And no, punch drunk, and you'll get $10 betting cash. Put it towards anything you want to do. I do the parlays. This is one of those Sam Tripoli, Hail Mary pass parlays where the odds are so nuts, and I just put $10 on it to see if it hits. Because if it does hit, that's a G or whatever it is, you know, a ton of cash. It's ridiculous. The money is – anybody betting on Mayweather is nuts. But this is what we're paying for. I'm just into this for the lead-up, the ramp-up to the fight, to the shit-talking, to
I'll
all
tell you
that.
Where the good money is.
Go on BetDSI, see what the odds are, Ari.
Okay.
Thank you. As he does
You that. Just said it, didn't you?
Was that
this is from somewhere. This is from Bobada. This is from the Vegas.
Oh, you're saying that was from 5 days ago. Yeah.
Go on BetDSI. Yeah. And make those bets. Do you know that the
oh okay better odds there are better odds on McGregor here. It's +650 on McGregor.
So I keep taking that, dude. I'm gonna go take that. Why
is it
not?
Still -500?
No, -750. So if you want to bet on McGregor, you go to BetDSI. If you want to bet on Mayweather, go to Bovada.
No, go to BetDSI too. Go to BetDSI too.
Line subject to change. I will tell you, bet on fight of the year. I'm so sick of this shit. I will tell you though, the odds on by Bovada at least, I can't find it on here, but the odds of a by decision, like the distance, Mayweather win is +250. You can more than double your money if he goes the distance and wins Mayweather.
Here's the thing, dude.
That's probably how it's going to go.
I was going to say, I think that's what's going to happen.
So
you think it's going to go to distance?
Absolutely.
He doesn't knock anybody out.
Dude, he's got bad hands. His hands are broken. His hands been broken for a long time. He hasn't knocked anybody out in a long time.
Yeah.
Your hands are pretty.
I understand what you guys are saying, but I'm also telling you that I mean, do you guys put anything into that he got knocked out in the training camp?
No.
That Mayweather got knocked out in the training camp?
No.
Okay.
I don't. He's just too damn quick for McGregor's not going to get any fucking punches on him.
I totally agree with that.
I don't know, man.
He just fucking said it. Because all you got to think is, like, if you can get inside and punch him, you got a chance. But he goes, yeah, but you're fighting against Mayweather, who is the best defensive fighter of all time.
Yes. Here's the thing. Let's break down this fight. McGregor is younger. McGregor is taller. McGregor is longer. McGregor is unorthodox.
Stronger.
He's strong. I mean, dude, people just, his reach is longer, and that's not taken in to his shoulders. If you look at them side to side, his shoulders are way wider. So now he's going to get extra fucking thing on that. With all that said, the one thing Mayweather has on him is boxing skills. And that is what's going to be the difference, is that his boxing skills are so done. Unless, like, Mayweather's, they're saying that they're trying to cram, like, 7 years of boxing experience into this short thing. No! The best chance you have is to be so unorthodox that this guy has no clue what you're doing. And that's how you catch him. And that's the only way you got a shot, is to catch him.
Can you bet on disqualification? You know, let's say McGregor gets so...
Not on his side, but you can bet that, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I could see it being one of those fights where he gets so frustrated by the fifth or sixth round, you know, he just tackles him or does just something stupid.
Some,
you know,
jujitsu where they could choke?
You know what's funny to me?
I bet they put that in the clause, that you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
I can see him gassing, too.
It's just straight-up boxing rules. You know what's funny to me is that for the last 2 years, all we've been hearing about in the MMA world is how quick Conor McGregor is. His quick punch, his head movement, he's all this and that. And now that he's fighting Mayweather, everyone's talking about how slow he is. He's not that slow. I mean, you look at all of his knockouts, it's been with quickness.
Yeah.
I mean, he knocked out Jose Aldo with head movement and a short right.
Yeah.
And that guy was supposedly the best there was. So I'm not taking, you know, everyone's like, he'll never touch him. He's not even going to hit him. I mean, a lot of people don't. But I'm saying Connor's not some lumbering heavyweight, you know?
It's weird. Do you think Connor should rush in, or do you think Connor should sit on the outside and just hit him?
No, just sit on the outside and hit him. He did it against Pacquiao, the second best in the world. Why is he going to not do that against some chump?
No, I mean, if you're Mayweather, if you're McGregor, you have a longer reach. Do you sit back, or do you just bum rush this fucking guy and just work him on the ropes as hard as you can?
I think
just
keep
throwing it.
He'll slap you to death. He'll slap you to death.
Now, is there something to the fact that if Mayweather doesn't knock him out, it's almost a loss for Mayweather in a weird way?
He hadn't knocked anybody out since I was a fucking 3-year-old.
He ain't looking to knock him out.
Yeah,
he
would love that. I think it was like 2007 or 2009, like the last time he knocked somebody out. I mean, he only has, I think, 26 knockouts. He's 49-0. He has 26 knockouts.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Why you gotta be racist against his wives?
What? Yeah.
That's true.
Well, here's my whole thing with the promo thing. And just once again, a fucking ESPN and sorry, but Fox Sports is starting to do it too. Their only chance of doing anything, denting anything, or stopping this death fucking run that ESPN is on right now, where they're becoming completely irrelevant. The only hope that Fox Sports had was to go down with Real Talk and to be like, and listen, to sit there and try to tell me that I should feel bad for Mayweather because fucking McGregor said dance for me, boy, and there's racist overtones to what he's doing. It is sad and it is pathetic, and this is what we're paying for. And this is a guy, this black fighter who's a wife beater, woman hitter, and homophobic slurring guy who's going to get guaranteed 9 figures. He just has to show up. He just has to show up. Guaranteed 9 figures. So if McGregor just clacks him right there and he falls down, he walks out. Minimum 9 figures. I should feel that there's some racism here. This is not fucking separate entrances. This is not you can't date white girls. This is not you can't come into this area because we only serve whites. To fucking somehow say there's some kind of equivalent between these two is why when real racist shit happens, people go, ho-hum, who cares? Because you cry. You treat everything equally. These are two multimillionaires who are going to make nine figures each trying to hype a fight. Don't bring racism into this. It's not there. There's racial components, and that's why people love this. But to sit there and cry racism when a guy who's flying around in jets has dictated every fucking part of this fight to the point there, if he didn't get what he wanted, the fight wasn't going to happen. To sit there and call racism is fucking laughable and sad.
How do you guys feel about this? At some point, like LeBron and Tiger and Mayweather, at some point, if you get so rich, you're not black anymore. You're just the 1%.
Well, that's Bill, Ari,
Bill
that's
Cosby.
Actually,
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
That's what Jason Whitlock said, actually, yes, on Fox like a month ago. That's exactly what he said. And then, of course, the black community was losing. What Jason Whitlock said was the normal black guys' racism problems are completely different than LeBron's,
yes,
you know, getting the graffiti on his house. And I agree with that.
Which, did anyone see that? I was told that nobody, there was no even proof that even happened.
Oh, conspiracy, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course. You just wash it off. He didn't have to prove
Where
it.
Where is it? I mean, like, this is like...
Why would he say that?
Because this is what LeBron James does. LeBron James's whole thing is he has to connect with these poor kids for them to buy his fucking sneakers, his products, because if... You know, it's what Whitlock said. Since he was 13 years old, he's been pampered.
Yeah.
His mom was a crackhead going off. Someone took him in. He lived it. He's been fucking set since everyone realized he was a genetic super freak. So he didn't have privilege of money, but he had privilege of fucking athleticism. And he has to relate. He has to relate to the common black man, or else no, they're going to call him an Uncle Tom. They're not going to buy his fucking shit. So when Phil Jackson goes, him and his posse, you know, and he tries to act like that's a bad fucking thing. And by the way, a posse is associated with law enforcement. A sheriff would get a posse together to go. Now, if you know anything about LeBron James in fucking Cleveland, him and his fucking friends wreak havoc on the Cavs, wreak havoc on the city. His mother would drive drunk, allegedly, all the time. And instead of locking her up, they would drive her home with a police escort. I mean, like, it's...
Really?
Yeah. I know people from Cleveland would tell you they would just go nuts. I just, to sit there, like,
Well, no, I hate it too. All we do on our show is shit on ESPN because it's, all it is now is they want to make stories.
Did you watch the ESPYs?
No.
More handicapped people won awards.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't watch a thing.
Than athletes.
Because of that shit. It's a fucking cancer awards. I'm now convinced ESPN wants people to get cancer so they can then prop it up. If you work for ESPN, they want you to die of cancer.
ESPN does not want cancer cured.
No, they don't.
I guarantee it.
I agree.
Well, dude.
We call them TMZ ESPN because that's what it's turned into.
Well, you know, if you really look at it, the people who own ESPN is Disney, and the people who own Disney... don't give a fuck about ESPN.
We called it as soon as they got bought by ABC and Disney, and we were like, there goes, it's not for guys anymore. I used to watch through college and growing up, we used to watch ESPN. I'd watch the same SportsCenter four times in a row just to not have to hear that everyone in the world has cancer.
Yeah.
Now I gotta watch a kid with no arms make a fucking free throw. Get him out of the game! How are you not blocking his shot? He doesn't have fucking arms! Give me a break. The ESPYs were unwatchable.
They are, dude. It's ESPN, dude. I knew ESPN had jumped the shark when they did a story on SportsCenter about a women's basketball team that hasn't won a game in like 3 years. I'm like, why are they on television? There's no reason to be celebrating.
They're the Washington Generals, but the
WNBA. They celebrate losers. That's their problem. They're celebrating losers.
It's called, in Hollywood, it's called sacred victims.
No, Ari's right. This is that everyone gets a trophy fucking mentality that ESPN has.
Participation trophy.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's not just ESPN, guys. Like, I'm watching the MLB All-Star game, and they do this shit every year. The stand up to cancer. And every year...
NFL ESPN does it too.
ESPN starts it. Everyone else takes the bait.
Exactly. And every year I write a tweet about it. And again this year I'm like, I don't want to be – I'm watching a baseball game. I enjoy sports. I don't want to be reminded of fucking cancer. And then some chick came at me like, I'm a cancer survivor. How are you? And I was like, Yeah, we all know someone with cancer or someone who's died of cancer. This is baseball. Separate the fucking two.
And it's my theory that there's now a war on the poor white male and the middle class white male. And it's like everybody on ESPN now is a white chick with three black guys. I love that in my porn. Don't need it on my SportsCenter and my ESPN, okay? I just don't need it. And then all they cry about is social injustice. You know, is this racist? Is this racist? Running with that Serena Williams thing or where the one old fucking Italian soccer player is like, is it going to be black or is it going to be white? And she cried racism. Like, no, it's a dumb question. It's a dumb question, but no way does it imply that your baby is less than human. People forget what racism. Racism is, I'm better than your race.
Yeah.
Is a blanket rule. Now it's just like people saying things you don't like.
It's not even intent. It's just like, that could be construed as, and it's like, I know, but is it though?
Yeah.
Is it construed or is it actually a thing?
Yeah.
Because I'm hiring everybody equally. So like, is it really a thing or did I just say the wrong word? There's a huge difference and everyone conflates the two. Sorry, Sam. Conflate means when you bring two words, like two things together, and kind of like bump them in.
But see, we live in such a weird time now with the PC shit you can almost spin it back on everyone. So, like the LA Fitness I go to, they have a single bathroom, a men and
name dropper.
Name dropper
for sure.
So they have that right at the pool outside.
Yeah,
I always use the women's bathroom, and I can't wait for the day when somebody says, oh, you can't do that. I'm just gonna look at him and say, no, I identify as a female.
Yeah.
Because now we're at the age is like, no, I'm just gonna put this shit right
Hold
back on you.
You saying you don't right now? I thought you were a fucking Butch Dyke.
Not yet. I'm on the
It's sphere. Not off the table. Though.
I'm on the spectrum, as they say.
Right.
Yeah, dude. How about this thing, Ari? I don't know if you saw this. This fake anger about Doctor Who being a woman. And all you see is literally people going, are you offended that Doctor Who's a woman? I never see anybody going crazy on it. Ever. It's just everybody asking, are you angry? Or you got these comics with these blue checks by their name going, if you're angry that Doctor Who's a woman, you need to get a life. Nobody's angry. Stop trying to suck off the fucking gay mafia or whatever you're trying to impress.
I think they're angry that most people don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah, it's fake anger.
I didn't even know Doctor Who was a guy in the first place.
Yeah.
Lawrence always talks about it. I was like, is this a real thing? Always. And he goes, I don't know. It's two bloggers, and then everyone has to respond to it, so it becomes a thing, but there's no basis to it.
Yeah, nobody's upset. Nobody gives a fuck about Doctor Who. Nobody. Ever since it's that weird British dude with the weird eyeballs from the fucking 80s, after that, nobody's given a shit about Doctor Who. They made him just like Hollywood loves to do, make everybody homoerotic. Like, hey, it's fuckable Doctor Who. Is he a top or a bottom?
Whoever works for that network or that show has a publicist that starts all these Facebook and Twitter things about Doctor Who's going to be a woman, and now everyone's fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
Now when it premieres, I'm like, this is that show that I've been hearing about forever. I must have to watch this. It's not even real.
It's like,
publicity.
You know who is a master of that? Saturday Night Live. They do it all the time. They'll purposely put something out that they think is edgy, and then they have people. What they do is these companies, they make deals with PRP. They make deals with websites and bloggers going, if you run stories we need you to run, we'll give you access to these celebrities to interview for stuff. And then you're like, hey, did Saturday Night Live go too far with that rock sketch about robots fucking kids? Did they go too far? And everybody tweets it and retweets it. And then you act like there's a controversy. It's called astroturfing. And nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. It's fake anger.
All of Facebook has become that, though.
That's why I think Facebook's going to die. That's what's going to ultimately kill Facebook, is that it's too much.
Clickbait. It's all fake clickbait. Like, hey, you'll never guess what celebrities died. And I'm like, oh, man, that's bad news. And I click, and I got to hit next 700 times.
Yeah, I hate that.
To find out that it was Prince. No shit. Prince died.
You're not going to believe what these celebrities look like as kids. And it's a 4,000-page gallery.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Fuck, somebody's making money off this.
Yeah. I know.
Yep. I hate it. All the Twitter websites where you click the thing and it comes up and they're like, and then it's like some chick like, these chicks like to fuck. And then lose that body fat. And are you about to die? And you're like, nobody gives a shit. It's literally such an oversaturation. At some point, you're just going to be like, I don't care.
But you know, I always say, okay, the Kardashians started the whole get everybody pissed, and we're gonna because people used to be angry, like, she's a slut, she has she has no talent, and then basically that's what Trump did. He just kept getting people angry, and he gets more popular. LeVar Ball's doing it. Skip it. You basically make your career off the morons out there who continue to take it seriously. That's exactly what's going on with Mayweather and McGregor.
Their coverage of the fucking Summer League was so, like, annoying as fuck. Because all the talking heads is like, why are we here right now? It's Summer League. And then that's all they would talk about, is how they don't want to be at Summer League and they don't like LeVar Ball. But then they would just cut down to whatever college intern they just gave a microphone to.
They did that with Tim Tebow. Where it's like, hey, man, all this sports going on, I remember specifically – it was like his third NFL team, maybe the Jets. He was like, if he made the team, was going to be their third quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? And it's Tebow preseason jogging with his shirt off. And it was raining. Slow motion. I'm watching. I'm turning on sports to find out what's going on in baseball and preseason football. And it's on a loop every 15 minutes. It's Tim Tebow jogging with his shirt off in the rain. He didn't even make the team.
Yep.
I remember I jerked off to that video.
I did too, but I did it.
Now I'm jerking off watching sports.
To make it gay.
He's definitely gay, right?
I think so.
I think so.
Are you going to say something?
Yeah, he's a minor leaguer. He's not even a top level minor leaguer, and we're still talking about him.
Yep. And it's just ESPN, they don't let you like somebody. Like, Lonzo Ball, in my opinion, is going to be a wonderful player. I think he elevates everybody around him.
He's going to get injured with his low tops. He's going to get injured and fucking, it's going to be Lamar Odom all over
him. That could happen, but
not Lamar Odom.
They won't let you enjoy this kid. They won't let you enjoy him. He's quiet. He doesn't say shit. He just wants to play, and they just can't stop interviewing this fucking guy's dad. He loves his dad. He loves his dad.
He's clickbait. Their dad is clickbait.
Well, you know what CBS did? I don't know if you guys noticed this. CBS during March Madness refused. I gave them so much credit. They refused to show LeVar Ball during all UCLA's games.
I love that.
So they didn't cut over to him once, purposely.
Good.
But all these other networks, they can't do that.
No, because it's clickbait for ESPN, because they're like, guess what he said today? Tune in 20 minutes and find out.
Dude, if they took your dad, and I'm going to say it's for my dad, and put a microphone in front of him, he would say the most retarded shit. And, like, at the end of the day, this guy just loves his son. Wouldn't we all hope that our dads would be like, dude, this guy, my son Sammy is the greatest comedian ever. You'd want to hear your dad say that.
I get that 100%. But my argument is, I don't want to have to watch, I can't watch ESPN, it's unwatchable, but I don't want to see sports where instead of showing me sports, they choose to show somebody's crazy dad scream about how he could beat Shaq one-on-one in his prime.
Yeah.
Why aren't you showing me the Cubs highlights?
Yeah, I'm with you, too.
You know what I want to do? I was thinking that this week. I want to watch – I haven't watched SportsCenter forever.
I've been watching it in a very long time.
I accidentally had ESPN the other day. No lie, the first story was a kid with cancer, and I was about to fucking shoot my brains out. I want to watch, though, a full episode and keep track of how many actual highlights. And I'm talking highlights. I'm not talking like, look at the fan in outfield. Look at his sign. Let's talk about that for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, dude. It's not good. I forget who they had on. Dan Patrick had one of these politicians on. He was like, nobody's watching ESPN because of social justice warrior stuff. And Dan Patrick's like, well, cable cut it. I'm like, that is a good argument, but there's a reason why people are fleeing from cable. One, it's too expensive. And two, it's like social justice. Everything is about oppression and this demonization of white guys. It's like every bad guy is now a white guy. Every bad guy who breaks in your house on TV is a white guy. You know, white guys are bad, propping up chicks. You know, we're watching fucking women's softball. Like, does anyone give a fuck?
Jessica Mendoza was a star women's softball player, and now she is a color commentator for Sunday Night Baseball. Dude, that would – because she played a similar sport – That would be like a guy who was good at ping pong commenting.
Softball.
Doing Wimbledon.
Yeah, doing Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know who bitches about hearing women talk in sports?
Women.
There is not a time where we're watching sports where my girlfriend goes, oh, this girl's voice is so fucking annoying. And it's just like, you know, and the whole thing is like, you always hear chicks complain like, oh, girls have to be young on TV. That's not guys that do that. Guys, you know what guys want to see on TV? People who have experience. We love people. That's why we love Lou Holtz and his fucking lisping. Like, I see Notre Dame coming in fucking really.
I disagree.
But maybe yes, one. But Lou people Holtz. Appreciate that. Like, yeah. You love, like, when John Madden left, people were like, fuck, Madden's
Vince
gone.
Scully, Harry Carey, all those people like, yeah, that guy. But that guy has been, had that job for 67
men
years.
Men love tradition.
Hard
men
to look
love
at.
Achievement. Women love shiny objects. That's why they love to go to a fucking new restaurant. Ooh, look at this restaurant. Shiny objects.
You know how many times John Madden, Harry Carey, Vin Scully were on camera? Maybe 2 minutes during a Monday Night Football. Maybe 2 minutes during a Dodgers game. Maybe the seventh inning stretch. All those guys are hard to look at, but they're goddamn great at what they did. And I loved and trusted when they were explaining what was going on in the game with me. Watch Monday Night Football now on ESPN. They show you the game, but it's like two hot chicks and fucking a jacked-ass guy. I don't care to look at these people.
Ari, do you like the in-game interviews?
Depends who it's with. I mean, when they started moving to, like, interview, like, Joe Torre during a game, it's like, hell yes, I'm down with that.
And baseball's slow, so that's good.
Yeah, you're right. But even if you get, like halftime when you get Popovich, it's like right before he goes to the locker room, it's like, yeah, I'm down with that.
That's
but not
funny.
Like, not some guy from the stands, not some guy from SNL.
And not why the game's going on. I don't want the guy be like watching the game, like running plays, and then be like, yeah, we thought he was going, oh, fuck, man, he got called out. Like right in the middle of the game, let him run the game. I don't need that much access.
Yeah.
And you see the guy they're interviewing, he's like saying, yeah, I think we got to, oh. Like, you're bothering him.
Yeah. Let him do his fucking job, man.
And not to mention, they're not asking anything. Okay, you guys are down 20, you know, to Popovich. What do you need to do better? And that's why I love him, because we need to play better. Like, don't ask such stupid, basic questions.
He's the Belichick of the NBA.
Yeah.
He's great.
That's a stupid question. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love that.
You win 5 championships,
I love
you
that.
Can tell the fucking media to shut the fuck up.
What happened today? They outscored us. What do you think happened?
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook's good with that, too. Yeah. He doesn't
July
take any
worst
bullshit.
Month for sports, by the way.
This is the worst period right
it
now.
Is.
This is the dog days, and it is doggy-dee dog days.
But I think if you're smart, that's why now, if you were ever going to start up something like the Big Three or any of those things, now's the time to do it because people are clamoring for more sports. Now's a great time for a big fight. UFC and boxing, now's your time
UFC
to shine.
UFC heavy during the summer. Heavy during
you got
the summer.
To. No competition.
And then light during, like, October through like
December,
February, when there's like every sports fucking going on.
Yeah, expect someone in the NFL to murder somebody in the next week.
Yeah,
they need the press right now.
Hey, real quick, I was at the park the other day, and Jordan Lee, who listens to our show, told me to use SeatGeek, our app, use a promo code PUNCHDRUNK. He bought all you can eat tickets, all you can eat to the pavilion at Dodger Stadium. $23, got his refund from SeatGeek. $3 for all you can eat.
Dude, he got 3 hours and could catch a home run and all you can eat for $3.
Go to SeatGeek or SeatGeek.com/punchdrunk. Is it Punch Drunk or Punch Drunk?
It's Punch Drunk or get the app. Get the app, put it in the promo code, Punch Drunk, and first tickets you get, $20 off. You can find a $25 ticket, man. It's $5.
$5. $5. That's they got everything. Concerts, things. You want to go see Ari Shaffir's renamed comedy show? SeatGeek's got it. It's the best deal. They start from the best deals, cheapest tickets, all the way to more expensive tickets. I mean, who knows what the. If you get a ticket to Conor McGregor versus Mayweather or get a ticket to Canelo Glockin, which one are you taking?
Conor McGregor.
Really? I'm taking Glockin.
Glovkin.
I don't give a fuck about boxing, so this is the only interesting thing to me, even though it's boring. It's like,
Triple G, you win see Triple G Canelo? That's going to be a great fight.
It's on my birthday, so there is an element of me where I'm like, yeah, I'd rather go see the what. And the other one doesn't matter, but it's going to be. I will have more trouble not sleeping the night before.
Yeah.
I'll be more excited for the Conor fight than the Canelo fight. The day after, I'm going to be like, that Canelo fight was great, and that Conor thing was a horse race.
SeatGeek. I think we went on SeatGeek. We saw the prices. They're like $5,000 to like $15,000 for the fucking those fights. I mean, they're
500 said cheapest tickets, 500. Good luck getting one of those. $500 to $10,000. That's insane.
If I fuck you money, I would buy those tickets. I know, like, Russell Peters goes to them. Russell Peters, if you're listening, go to SeatGeek, use our promo code. Buy them tickets, homeboy.
That guy needs to save $20. And that's how you do it, Russell.
$20. That's $99.80.
That's, dude, you can get those tickets for $9,998.980 if you go use SeatGeek promo code.
That's a fucking deal right there.
That is a fucking deal.
And you can resell tickets on SeatGeek too.
Yeah, you can. Oh, you can buy them and resell them. Yeah.
And you can also, it's also great for wherever you are, just seeing, hey, what's going on this weekend? It really is good to just be like, oh, let's see who's going to be in town, what games, what teams are in town, that kind of shit. So get the app, SeatGeek. Have it on your phone. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK.
Okay, let me ask you a question now.
Of course, Ari.
Did you see Durant look at the fucking, what's his name's
Peyton disc? Manning's joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going to join the team?
Just like.
I think they told him they were going to do it. And he was like, that's. Yeah. But, dude, I have a bigger problem with how you're dressed. You're in a fucking T-shirt at a fucking.
These guys legitimately dress like 7-year-olds. They do a basketball game, and they show up with a backpack. You're like, dude, what are you dressing as?
Must be fun.
What about the closer for the Dodgers? I mean, the Giants who came as the Penguin almost? You remember what he looked like? You remember the guy with the beard and big afro? Brian Wilson, who looked like a Penguin?
You're a great Dodger fan, Sam.
Fuck that guy! Fuck that dude.
Also, you're like, there's nothing going on in July. The Dodgers are like on fire.
Dodgers are on fire.
They're on fire, but they're setting themselves up for another epic October show.
Andy, honestly, fuck yourself. This guy, dude, we are deep. We're deep. The biggest problem, we were never this deep.
let's place a bet. They do not make the World Series.
Oh, bag of bets. Bag of bets.
I love that.
You want bag of bets in?
I know you guys do some fucked up bets here.
Are you ready? Are you in? Dirty Sports, Punch Drunk Sports, bag of bets?
Let's do it. I bet that they do not make the World Series.
Okay.
And you think Dodgers go to the World Series?
I think Dodgers are going to the World Series.
Going to the World Series.
That's the bet.
The odds are in your favor.
Of course they are.
Right. Well, I mean, Washington just got their bullpen. They got a couple good arms for their bullpen, and that's the real scary thing.
But according to Vegas right now, this is you know, I'm the underdog in this one.
All right, you ready?
But this is just go to World Series, not win it. Not win it.
Punch Drunk Sports.
Just go to it.
Classic.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
You want me to get some? I folded one a certain special way, which was kill yourself live on a podcast. I think that's
this,
it right there.
David Stern?
All right, this could be something bad. Oh, no. I think we should put this back and not do this one.
Too harsh and not enough.
What is it?
Anal bleaching.
Oh.
What is that?
Take that one. Did that one.
Yeah,
Only because we just did it.
Yeah, we already did
so
that.
So what does that entail, anal bleaching?
You bend over and we bleach your asshole. We already did it with Ari.
Take that one out.
We just did. All right. I mean, God, they're right on top or something. You just did that one, too.
Okay.
You have to
get a good one. We're going for theater here. This is a big moment.
I just don't want to do ones
This is like Battle of Network Stars.
Wow.
Okay, let's hear it.
To win or 3-1?
This is really fucking elaborate.
Okay.
No haircut for 1 year.
No. No, dude, that's too long. It's too long.
I don't think it is. I think you'll just have long hair.
It is too long. It's too long. It's something you do quickly, dude. God damn. There were some good ones that we just came out. What were some good ones?
I mean, there's like 50 in here.
There was a good one we just came up with.
You shave your head first day. It'll look normal for 4 months.
All right. This better be good.
Loser has to take the SAT and post their real results.
That's a good one.
Okay, I'll do it. You want to do that?
I'll do it.
All right, so that's it. We have to take the SAT. Loser has to post his results.
That's a long day. The SAT is no joke.
That's going to
fucking 4-hour test.
That, dude. So bad.
I wouldn't get one math question correct.
Yeah.
I mean, we forgot all of that shit.
Yeah.
When I was cramming and studying for a month, that next day I kind of forgot a lot of it.
So that's the bet. Will the Dodgers go to the World Series or not? Loser, you say no, I say yes. loser has to take the SATs.
And post your results.
Post your results. I literally will.
What are we going to we're going to show up with high school kids? I'm like, who's the pedophile guy who's just showing up to the classroom?
Well, I mean, I think you can find it online and just take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the idea of showing up, though, to a high school.
I think that someone.
Ruther, you're young enough to still get some of that action, though.
Dude, I'm 35, man.
Yeah, but you're a good-looking 35.
You are a good-looking 35.
We're a dying fucking
We're our wheels are falling off the bus early 40s.
You know I was a high school teacher for a year.
Oh, did you get some?
In Vegas.
Oh!
What'd you teach?
I taught English in the fucking hood.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'd be worried about it. He's going to clean up on this SAT thing.
No, I would do terrible.
I don't know. My money's on you.
So real quick, Ruther, we're going to get into something, then we'll talk a little more baseball. You tried to kickstart that shit. You started a great thing. Ruther's co-host, the very funny, the very talented Joe Prano.
Fuck that guy.
Right after the Cavs had lost the finals, I put out that I lost. I've been a LeBron James apologist. I've been a LeBron James supporter, and I still am a supporter. And I always will be a supporter. He is an excellent guy. But he went from number 4 on my list to number 6. He dropped behind Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. How did he drop when those guys didn't play this year?
Well, because...
So since you have that list, those two guys didn't play at all, and LeBron James went to another finals.
Okay, let me just say this. Here's my list right now, and you can tell me whether you think I'm crazy or not. Let me explain it. Number 1A.
Okay. Hold on. I want to finish this off. Just so you know, the odds for the Dodgers right now to make the World Series, 7-5.
So that means what? I got to bet $7 to make $5?
You're the underdog.
I'm the underdog? Yeah. I'm in trouble?
No.
Well, he's got the field, so.
Oh, he does have. No, he's got the net. Yeah, okay.
He's got the field.
Okay, so go ahead, LeBron. Sorry.
I'm scared now.
I mean, you know we got to take the SATs.
Yeah.
You don't have to breathe in a fart.
Yeah, again. I've done that. So here it goes. Number 1 for me is 1A is Michael Jordan. 1B is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I agree with you so far.
Okay, I had number 3A was Magic Johnson, and I had number 3B LeBron James. No, okay?
No. Well, Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain lost a lot. But this is
where we have major issues. You're title counting. If you want a title count,
it's not title counting. It's a lot of things.
You got to count how you got to count Bill Russell. Then you have to.
Right. But that's eras. Also, I take into effect on the game. How did you change the game?
Okay.
Your impact on the game.
Let me ask you this.
Your level of competition.
Let me ask all you guys this. If you can choose one player, you go to the Venice Beach courts.
Yes.
You can choose one player.
Yes. At the prime, their statistical prime.
Yep.
Who are you taking?
JJ Redick, no brainer. We're at the beach. I'm raking and twat with JJ Redick at the beach.
Okay, you had the first pick. Who are you taking?
LeBron
over Michael Jordan.
Yes,
because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because LeBron can do everything.
Over Tim Duncan. The reason Tim Duncan gets no play is because his style.
Duncan's great.
Look at the fucking Western Conference that fucking Tim Duncan had to go through to get to those level, to get to those finals.
Yeah, look at what Jordan had to go through for the East.
Right. I'm not arguing with that. What my argument is, the only fucking hard team that fucking LeBron James had to take on to get to the finals was a Boston Celtics team that was old and then a Detroit Pistons team that was old. But
his
they were both old.
Finals,
he didn't take on any competition until he got to the finals.
And you know why that is, Sam? Look at the last 10 years of free agency. Not one fucking player until this year with Gordon Hayward. Nobody wants to go to the East because they're scared of LeBron.
But dude, that has more
That's
to do with
That's a goddamn good point.
No, hold on.
Stop. They all
That's
go to the
That's not fucking true.
That is
and
true.
Name some players who've gone to the East. When Shaq and Kobe were at their height, the Western Conference loaded up. They all went there to take on Shaq. They didn't fucking run from that shit. He doesn't have anybody to take on because the fucking Eastern Conference teams, the owners, the GMs are retards. They're fucking idiots. They don't know how to build a fucking team. They don't know how to do it. When fucking Michael Jordan was going on, he had to go through Murder's Row to get to the finals. We could have some arguments about who he took on in the finals, but to get to the finals, he had to go through a fucking a war to get there. Dude, the Tim Duncan, look at who Tim Duncan had to beat to get there. He beat Shaq and Kobe in their fucking primes to get there, dude. Dude, LeBron hasn't taken on anybody. But the real argument is in the final fucking game, when your team is down 3-1, the guy who's killing you plays your position. The guy you've been destroying every fucking year up until this moment, you are covering fucking Iguodala. And you're putting Richard Jefferson on Kevin Durant. That's what you get paid $1 billion by Nike for. That's what you get paid the most money in the NBA is, to lock this motherfucker down, and you ran from it. There's not one guy. Tim Duncan took on Shaq. He put on fucking weight just to cover Shaq.
He didn't do great numbers. He didn't shut down Shaq.
But his team fucking went at him, and he did his best to shut him down. But I don't LeBron know. LeBron ran from him.
Triple fucking double.
No doubt on that.
Like,
what else
can he do?
He could cover fucking Durant, the guy who plays your position and is killing you right now. It's killing you. He's destroying you.
It wouldn't have mattered. This is the best team ever. It wouldn't have mattered.
It would have mattered because it would have been a, hey, dude, I did the all I can. I'm the greatest player, one of the greatest players to ever play the game, and this guy caught fire, and I did what I could. We didn't put Richard Jefferson on him.
Look, I'm to the point. I'm basically stuck between LeBron and Jordan as my greatest of all time. But I think the problem is, like, you're doing this where, what else do you want from LeBron? He played more minutes than anybody.
I want him to cover Kevin Durant.
These are facts. He played more minutes than anybody in the finals. He averages a triple-double. They scored more points than the
Warriors.
Points than the Warriors when he was on the floor. But when he leaves, dude, when he's not on the floor, his team gets their ass kicked. These are all facts.
Dude, hold on. Stop with this. This is a guy who enforced his will on everybody that I'm going to sit in games. He just sat games. He just sat more games than any superstar has ever sat. He sat more games. Then we go into
the
playoffs.
They all sit. You talk about your Spurs. Popovich did the same thing with
all
those
guys. Yeah,
but
that was until he was much older. Tim Duncan was much older. But hold on. So we get to the finals. This guy's murdered everybody. These players all gave up in the East. They gave up. He swept people. There were 5 days off, 7 days off in between rounds. 7 days off to the point where they're saying, yeah, we're kind of bored. Hold on. They're saying we're kind of fucking bored. Then he gets to the finals. It is a 5-game finals. Twice within those finals, they had 2 days off. Twice. I mean, dude, he had tons of downtime in this whole playoff series. He had the easiest run to the playoffs. He got there. You have one, dude.
Golden State had the easiest run in the playoffs.
But they still played harder teams. He didn't play anybody in the playoffs.
But can't you only play who you're going against? Like, I don't know how that's a bad thing. You know, he's playing against the teams that
but
come to face
him. I'm talking in this game, in this finals, the guy who is killing your team plays your position, and you're not on him.
So your issue is him not guarding Durant.
That was the whole thing that me and Prano went at. I go, I love LeBron, but I don't know one of these killers. One of these guys that you consider great wouldn't take up, hey, dude, let me try to shut this motherfucker down. Let me do the best I can. And LeBron was on fucking Iguodala. It was like, I think he checked out. I love LeBron, and you're telling me everybody I have above LeBron has won more titles, had harder runs to those titles. So, I mean, like, what do you want from me, dude? He hasn't taken on anybody up to get to the finals. And this year, this season coming up, it's going to be even easier.
Well, how about this argument? He leaves the Cavs. They end up getting two number – they literally go in complete dog shit. Two number one picks. He goes back. They're instantly the best team in the – my point is, wherever he goes
– he's a great player, dude. But he's
they
a great
win.
Player. But if you can't sit there and talk about a guy being a complete player and not take into the killer instinct, and he doesn't
I hate that argument. That's so ridiculous.
Dude, hold on, stop.
The killer
there
instinct.
Have been moments in
he's
the finals where he has not shown up, and you can't say they didn't. There's times against Dallas, his brain went shish kebab. There's times he didn't show up. And this game five. Where hit the guy who plays his position, who through history of them playing each other, he has murdered this dude, is going off on your team. and you're covering another fucking guy. And you're putting old man Richard Jefferson on the dude who is murdering your team. And you've had tons of times off. You fucking sat on the bench when people cried about paying big money to see you. And you've had fucking 7 days off in between rounds. You never played a back-to-back in a fucking playoff series. And you fucking, dude, you put this team together. You put it together. You told them trade fucking Andrew Wiggins, which I agreed with at the time, for Kevin Love. You put this team together. You've had time off. The one guy who's playing your position. Jordan never let anybody fucking destroy him at his position. Prano listed all these people that he didn't cover. None of them were guards, shooting guards. Barkley, Karl Malone, none of them were shooting guards.
Yeah, I don't know.
But LeBron also is playing. He's basically the point guard for the Cavs. I mean, you can say Kyrie is, but LeBron's facilitating everything on that team.
LeBron James is a fucking wonderful player. But when it comes to killer instincts, I hate the killer instinct. You can't say
the guy's got basketball knowledge. He's going to finish with more points than anyone. He's going to finish top
three
assists.
He's a wonderful player, dude. He's a top, I think, top six player. That's my opinion. He's a top six
all
player.
The, by the way, all those Jordan teams that you talk about, they were the favorites in every finals but one.
No, they weren't every fucking finals.
They were. They were the Vegas favorite in every one but one.
Okay, fine, but hold on. To the finals.
They were the favorite in every one but one. LeBron's been to eight finals. He's only been listed as the Vegas favorite twice.
But dude. Yeah, and he's lost them where he was the favorite.
You're right.
He lost that.
He lost against
that Miami Heat when he took on
the
Dallas.
Mavs.
Lost.
Yeah.
So that throws that argument out, dude.
But it really doesn't because that's one time.
Yeah, but still he lost it when he was supposed to be the lead. When Jordan was the favorite.
Have you seen that roster,
by
the way? People forget about that Heat roster. Have you seen that Heat roster?
But dude, you're making excuses for
this guy. I'm not making excuses. I'm saying he took homeless people to the fucking finals.
Dude, that Cavs versus Spurs one.
Mario Chalmers was their starting point guard.
I'm with you on that, dude. I'm with you on that. But we are talking this thing. You're saying he's the most diverse guy. He's the most versatile guy. He's going to have this. He's going to have that. You could take that in. Killer instinct is one of them. One of the characteristics of these guys.
Explain to me how Shaquille O'Neal has a different killer instinct than LeBron James.
Shaquille O'Neal changed the game. Changed the game.
So did LeBron James.
What?
So did LeBron James.
Yeah, but Shaquille O'Neal won more finals than LeBron James.
But see, this is you're doing the recap.
Really?
What? Yeah, he won four. LeBron's won three. He lost two finals. And in those finals, fucking Shaq went nuts on people. And
okay, but
Kobe didn't show up.
Not done. LeBron still just reached a final.
Right.
Last five seasons. He's
but not. Right now, where we sit and how we go after that game five in Golden State, I have LeBron James as six, which is still fucking great.
You dropped him after a finals game that he was down 3-1 in.
And he didn't fucking just take it. Dude, he didn't fucking lock the guy down. Even if he got burnt, even if he got destroyed, I would have had more respect. To be on Iguodala when the guy playing your position is murdering your
team.
But,
Sam, you just said, okay, Shaq, and I agree, Shaq was phenomenal in those finals.
Young Shaq, if you had young Shaq's in there and young LeBron, you take LeBron, good luck on that. Young Shaq could cover LeBron. That's how mobile that motherfucker was.
But you're saying how good young Shaq is, and I'm not going to disagree. LeBron, again, LeBron just averaged a triple-double in the finals, like at 33. I just don't know what else. This is my
problem. I'm telling you what else he could have done, and it's cover your fucking guy. It's the dude playing your position is destroying your team. That's it. You're the build. We're not just talking any all-star. We're not even talking a franchise guy. We're talking a billion-dollar athlete.
Well, then let me ask you this. If LeBron covers Kevin Durant, does that really affect the game?
We all know his legacy, and that's what we're talking about right now. His legacy. And that is, I'm going to do whatever I can to win this fucking game. And he didn't. He fucking went off and he put old man Richard Jefferson on fucking the guy killing your team.
Ironically enough, Richard Jefferson in my top five. JJ Redick, JJ Redick, LeBron James, Richard Jefferson.
Where did Richard Jefferson rank there, Tebow?
I got him at two.
Who's number one?
JJ Redick.
Oh, God.
Richard Jefferson. Then I'm going to go LeBron. Then I'm Rory Sparrow. And then Scott Skiles. And I'm out.
You don't put any Cliff Robinson in there anywhere?
He's in my top six, but he doesn't guard the right people in the finals, man. He doesn't guard the right people in the finals.
Yep.
What are you going to say about Scott Skiles?
Scott Skiles, you know, had like a shit ton of kids.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like people don't realize. I saw, speaking of one of those like lists of like athletes who just pumped out kids.
Yeah.
He was the one white guy on the list. Cause
I love it.
He has like six kids with six different women.
Oh, hey, that's the NBA. That's proving it's not race. It's the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like they always were talking about how Blake Griffin was going to be the next Sean Kemp. And you know who the next Sean Kemp is? Dwight Howard. He literally has 10 kids from fucking like nine women. Yeah. Like he can't pull out. He just can't pull out.
Still, Sean Kemp's in my top five of people that spray people down too much.
Let me tell
you. Sean Kemp had 11 kids with 14 different women. He fucked three Siamese twins, Ari.
Yeah. So, dude, Sean Kemp doesn't get enough respect for how great he was.
I agree.
It's that fall off at the end. Dude, he's probably one of the only people ever to make an all-decade team and not make the NBA. Just think about that. You were the greatest, one of the greatest of your generation of that decade, and you're not in the Hall of Fame.
You know, I just recently watched highlights from, you know, you're going through Facebook and you're like, hey, remember how great this guy was? And it's not clickbait. Jason Williams.
Oh, yeah.
White chocolate?
Dude, his highlight reel is, you would think, if you watched his highlight reel, you would think he was the greatest NBA player in the history of time.
And he wasn't doing it in N1 games. He was doing it in NBA games.
Like crazy fucking passes. That one where he goes, looks like he's going to pass it behind his back to you, and then he hits his elbow with it, and it goes to you, is incredible.
Oh,
I've never seen anybody do that since then.
That guy, I think he's from Florida, right?
Yeah, he's from Florida.
Like, he's that Florida white trash that just plays crazy.
All right, are you actually wearing a new belt? That actually was really a belt.
Let's see what kind of...
No, it really was.
Here we go. How in are you on this, Ari?
Ari,
how in are you in? Double Negative now on Netflix.
Ari rocking a new Punch Drunk shirt. Pretty good to see.
What?
I said I like your Punch Drunk shirt. It's good to see. You go to allcomedyteachers.com.
Have you seen Ari's new belt?
Look at that.
It's an amazing belt.
Dude, what do you got? Glitter in your pubes? I call that the taco. Hey, give me a look.
Can you guys do that with your
balls? Oh, that's the Dodger dog. I call that the Dodger dog.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's
you
the
can?
Dodger
you
dog.
You got big nuts like that?
I got big nuts.
I didn't
realize I had big nuts until recently. A couple of girls were like, you got big nuts.
Yeah, mustard it up,
Ari. I don't
have
big nuts at all.
All right, put ketchup and mustard on it.
Oh, God.
For real. Oh, you're at work. You're not at... Oh, yeah. Well,
do you think the chive is instantly regretting having you in there?
He put his pants on so quick.
See, I do if I do this shit on our show, it turns into Ruther's fucking gay. He's so fucking gay.
You have an open invitation to get your cock and balls out on our show anytime.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think our group, I think our listeners tried to go with so gay, and then we just fought through it.
Yeah,
we just became us.
Yeah, they're like now they get mad when Ari doesn't.
Yeah,
who was here the other time and Ari was on Skype and like you didn't show him his fucking new belt.
Yeah,
like Jesus,
people get so.
We get his dick out every episode. The one time we don't get your dick out, we get involved in some sort of serious discussion. The fans just shit on us.
What is your football team?
Well, I gave up on the Bengals a couple years ago.
Oh, you did. You know, so you're
Cincinnati.
An Ohio guy.
Yeah, I'm from Cincinnati, but the thing
is, the most ghetto city I've ever been to.
The Bengals.
I went to a Chipotle in Cincinnati, and I was like, "Is this the fucking Wire?" I literally thought
was it downtown?
I was in the Chipotle Wire.
Was it over the Rhine?
I don't know where it was. I was with Rogan, and I'm like, "This shit ain't safe, homeboy."
Cincinnati's got some ghetto shit, man.
Yeah. Ohio's got some of the most aggressive homeless people ever. It's like a wonderful state, but those homeless people, when they want change,
fuck Ohio.
They want, why?
I don't know. Just
see, I
clickbait, bro.
I have issues. Not to get too in depth. The Bengals owner, he took over Mike Brown when Paul Brown died.
Once Marge Schott left, I was done with Cincinnati.
Marge Schott is a fucking legend.
She is a legend.
Legend.
That's the last time they won a
World
Series.
That's from a Jew, too.
And that's a Jew, yeah, I know. Exactly.
Was there ever an owner where they said, you can't own anymore?
Yeah.
It just happened to the Clippers.
Before her. Where they're like, you're out. Like,
no, because racism was acceptable.
You know what's
her.
Crazy, though? Ari, now with her, you know, she was the only female owner. Even as racist and as fucked up as she was and all the crazy shit she would say, I think now with her being a female, like, the other side, they're going to be like, no, you can't get rid of the... Like, how would they do it today?
You know what's so interesting about that is because you're talking about, like, if it was today, feminists would go probably defend her. You know who really missed out on the whole PC culture? Polish people. Like, I know you're young, but back in my day,
Polack jokes
were everywhere. Everybody, like, how many Polacks is this? Today, if that happened, they would have their own fucking Polish entertainment television.
Dude, when I was six, I didn't even know what a Polack was.
Yeah.
I just thought it meant, like, the dumb guy, the dumbest guy on the street.
Yeah.
And all those joke books you would get at the bookstore, it was like half of them were always Polack jokes.
Yeah. They would have Polacks in every fucking commercial. Like, Verizon Wireless for the Polacks, right? And they would just be, they'd have their own fucking television sitcoms. There'd be like Modern Family of Polacks, right?
That tells you how bad Poland was in like the 70s and early 80s because they were just getting shit on by every 12-year-old in the world. And they're like, we got bigger problems than everyone calls saying we're stupid.
What does that stem from? Like World War II? Just being overtaken by Hitler?
Probably because they had no guns at that time and Hitler just rolled right through them because they're like, we don't need guns. And then Hitler came. They're like, you fucking Polacks.
Polacks just ran. Just stopped. Just
what?
Left.
What? Well, okay. That was
I think
so
he said he's got to go do a soft shoe number.
Is it Marcy?
He grabbed a fucking top hat and bounced. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Hello, my baby. Hello.
Isn't Gortat Polak? Is he a Polak?
Yeah. He's like, we still call it Polak, and it seems like.
Well, but we've grown because he used to be. Isn't he a dumb Polak? I think he is a dumb Polak. Yeah, that is him.
Is that like calling a Japanese person a Jap?
Yeah.
A Polak now?
I don't know. Like, I'm Armenian, and we call it Armo, but I'm just waiting for someone to act.
But that's not offensive, right?
How long to the word cuck is going to be an offensive term? Like, a guy who loves to watch his wife get fucked by other guys?
That has taken over the porn
stuff. You're going to have actual cucks stepping up and go, why are you using
that
as a negative?
That's offensive to me. I'm a man who loves his wife being happy. You can't call us a cuck. That's derogatory.
Like being tied up and hating it.
I love eating jizz out of my wife's snatch. You fucks. Stop being offensive.
Hey, buddy, your wife's a whore. Hey, and you're a cuck. And you take that back.
There's going to be a cuck march going down Washington.
Resist
the anti-cuck movement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When their cuck's going to rise up and be like, you know, I really hate when people call chicks sluts. I hate it. I don't see them as sluts. I see them as crime fighters. You know, like these chicks who drain sacks, right? They drain sacks. The amount of violence they stop by fucking blowing and fucking dudes.
They start a lot, too, though.
They do start some fights. They do start some fights. There's a lot of
girls throwing their clam around town that certain guys thought was just theirs.
Yeah,
and they're fighting in clubs.
Let's take now. Like, it is more than ever fine for women to fuck everybody that moves. And we know our good friend Katie at the Comedy Store, legendary story on here. Fucked five guys in one night. We all found out where we were, right?
Was LeBron in that fucking top five that night?
He didn't play defense.
I hope that I wasn't.
I told him to watch the door, and it fucked up his legacy.
Yeah, there we go. So, but ever since women have been more and more of promiscuous, crime has gone down. Whether it's a direct correlation, I don't know. But as women have fucked more, crime has gone down. That's all I'm saying.
Pot getting legal, too. You know, in the state of Colorado, crime went down 600% in the last year.
What?
How is that even a number? How is that possible? They like somehow like went back in time or something. But
they had to go.
How do you go less? How do you go 600%?
No more crime.
That's just a number they throw out.
No, they're saying the amount of crime. I don't know. That's what I heard on. It was like regular news. I didn't even read it. I'm watching like ABC News the other day. So the only way it's 600% is people that committed crimes last year had to go back and make amends.
They returned like, what they stole.
Hey, here's your lawnmower back. I apologize.
Or
I stole your bike.
Or they thought about crime and didn't do it. They're like, you know, dude, we should rob. Nah. You know, that's how it fucking went. Maybe that's it. They stopped even people thinking about crime.
Did I ever tell – I don't think I've told on this podcast, but growing up, you ever watch the show Shameless? That was pretty much how I grew up, like the Gallaghers. My dad and my uncle used to drive around in my uncle's pickup truck in like the shitty part of like kind of by Gary, East Chicago, Hammond, right around there.
I know that area.
They would yell, hey, that's my bike. And if anybody jumped off the bike and took off running, they would just re-steal the bike. And if they didn't, they would just keep driving. And they would like steal, like re-steal like six or seven bikes that were already stolen, and then they would just go resell them.
Bike Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it was. They're like, oh, these guys look like a bunch of hoodlums. Hey, that's my bike. And then they would take off running and they would re-steal it.
You know, you find a way to survive.
Kids nowadays would never think of that.
I'm pretty sure they didn't spend that money on food. Let's just, you know.
No, I get that. I get that. What is your so you're telling us you were Cincinnati Bengal, you're not now?
I was trying to embrace the Rams. What a fucking disaster.
Virtually impossible. There's no one to really like on
like,
that
we
team.
Went from no teams to just two shitty teams.
I think San Diego's going to be good. They made some great pickups on defense. They're going to play in that little arena. And if I'm the Rams, I'm like,
nobody's
fuck,
support
man.
Them. They're going to be terrible. Nobody's going to support San Diego.
I think, no, they're not. They're LA.
Oh, when they come, once they come, they'll support them.
They're but here. They're here.
Really?
Yeah.
See, where? That proves the point, though.
There, yeah, but that does prove the point. But he doesn't live anymore.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Nobody knows.
I always Rams tickets.
Yeah, he's the Rams season.
I've heard about that.
I always forget that the Chargers are here. I do your team. I love the Raiders.
Raiders. Ari had to get his asshole bleached because he didn't think the Raiders were going to make the playoffs.
They shouldn't have. They won so many close ones.
It'll be really interesting to see how Marshawn Lynch is.
I think he'll be great.
I think he's going to be great. And I think if I was the Raiders, I would think a way to get Kelvin Johnson. Would you give up a number three for Kelvin Johnson?
Fuck no.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
I would?
Oh, especially with Carr.
Yeah.
A number three. You guys are stacked at
number
receiver.
Three. But, yeah, but dude, you have Cooper over here, fucking Kelvin Johnson over here. Who are you double teaming?
Marshawn Lynch in the backfield? Come on.
You're stacked without him. I would keep that draft pick.
How do you think that is?
Hey, guys. When did San Diego move to L.A.?
This year.
It's January.
Cool, thanks.
It's not breaking news. We all know that. You're the only guy in a sports fucking show that doesn't know sports.
Who's lived in Los Angeles.
He was out of the country.
He was. Yeah, you were on your boy fucking tour. That's true.
Hey, guys. My Netflix special's out today.
It's not breaking news.
With
By the way, All Things Comedy put out the big blast for you.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Breaking cool. news.
That's our breaking news sound effect. That's literally all Ari does.
Show it's always really late, too. That's my favorite part about
That's
it.
That's the best part.
Hey, guys, we can say that one more time. Hang on. Let me just cue this up, and then it's just like the Jeopardy music. We need to cue up the Jeopardy music while you cue up the fucking breaking news. Fucking.
True.
Break some news.
How do you think the Raiders fans take the next 2 years in Oakland?
Well, here's my opinion. I know they're pissed, but let's really take a look at this thing. And San Diego is just San Diego, really St. Louis and Oakland all pick their baseball teams over their football teams. And I get it. If you're a mayor, it's between 8 games and like 88 games or whatever. How many baseball games there are?
81.
81. So, you know, 81 games, your citizens are making more money off those games than you are the 8 games from a fucking football team. But at the end of the day, the Raiders were fucking playing in the worst stadium in baseball. In baseball.
Agreed.
Not even in their sport. So I, as much as I would love the Raiders to stay in Oakland, you didn't fucking build a stadium. And the Raiders shouldn't be the second tenant, except for if it came to L.A. But the second tenant.
Build your own stadiums. You should build your own stadiums. You're a sports team. You want to make money
right.
Sports. Build a fucking
right, Ari. I totally
Amen.
Agree with that. I totally
man.
Agree with that.
I
but agree. At the end of the day, here is the market, and the market is the city pays for the city pays for the stadium. That's
America
how it goes.
Should come together. All the fucking senators should say, "Hey, let's all meet. None of us are paying for any stadiums."
This new Falcon Stadium is gorgeous, and came in like $40 million over budget. And Arthur Blank, the owner, goes, cool, here you go. There's 40 mil.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, hey, entire state of Georgia, now your gas is going to be 12 cents more a gallon so I can make billions of dollars. He goes, no, here's 40 mil.
But how much are taxpayers paying for that stadium?
I mean, he's paid a lot more than most owners, but yeah, a little bit. But they voted on it and they agreed with
this
it.
This guy who owns the Ram is so rich.
Kroenke?
He's like, I'll
yeah.
pay for the stadium just because yeah. I want that market. And that's the only way yeah. LA was going to pay for that shit.
That's what Paul Allen did. Do you remember Paul Allen when he owned the Portland Trailblazers? He might
he still does. He still does. Okay. The sky
so he
sports.
Built a stadium and they go, he goes, I want little mini screens like an airplanes on the back of every seat so people can watch highlights. And these investors are like, oh, that's, I mean, that'll just, you'll never make that money back. That's going to cost you an extra $30 million. You'll see three of that back. And he goes, oh, yeah, go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah. He's so fucking yeah. rich.
That must be fun.
What about Steve Ballmer? He's going to just build his own stadium. I'm like, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't come in with the Raiders. I would have gone to the Raiders. Let me buy part of this team. I'll help you buy fucking, build a stadium.
Rockets are for sale.
Yeah, I saw that.
They just did all this stuff to build this great team, and then they go, all right, now I'm selling it.
Yeah, because the guy knows buy high. He has
exactly.
fucking two major stars. He's trying to get Carmelo Anthony, which I came up with a trade that works for everybody.
Sell high is
yeah.
the strategy.
Sell high.
You came up with a trade that works for everybody.
High. What?
You came up with a trade that works for everybody.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did. I'm surprised I didn't get a text to me four
well,
different
you
times.
Did. You did. You didn't answer the
I think more owners should follow the Donald Sterling model.
What?
Basically, you say racist shit, they're going to force you to sell, and then you can get, like, he sold it for, what, $2.2 billion?
Yeah.
It was over $2 billion. My yeah. point is, they'll force you to sell, make this shit go quicker, because, like, the Florida Marlins have been trying to sell for now months.
By the way, what a scumbag that guy is.
Who?
The owner of the Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched
oh,
a
yeah,
whole,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A whole fucking, like, you know,
he's
30
evil.
Oh, my God.
Evil.
What a shitty
person. Yeah, but I'll
tell
you something about the Marlins, though. People don't remember, they won a couple fucking
Two.
World Series, you know?
They
I mean, like, he did it, and then it just, it's those fucking selling, I don't want to pay anybody after we win.
He ripped that city off. Talk about forcing a city to build him a stadium. Ripped that city off, and like a shitty politician, all over every billboard, I will never sell this team. I will never, and then they built this new stadium, and he's fucking selling the fucking team. Tanked them. Cleaned out the cash, got the stadium built, the city of Miami and Dade County or whatever
Aaron
the fuck
enjoy
it is.
This baseball
and he's
talk.
Selling. And he
you know what he's doing now?
He's suing
fans. You guys see that?
What?
He's suing fans.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's
over
the other one.
Season tickets. Yeah.
So, $700,000.
Yeah. He said, okay, buy season tickets. We'll give you all this crazy like buffet food. We'll make it the whole experience, like the high end stuff.
Yeah.
And then. After a year, he's like, no more of the high-end stuff. But here's pizza for everybody.
They said it was just a bunch of pasta and pizza every single yeah. time.
He goes, I don't want to renew. You're not putting up a winner. And the fun stuff is like no good. So I'm not going to renew. He goes, I'm suing you.
Yep. Sue somebody for $30,000 worth of season tickets that I had committed to for 4 years. And after season one, the team tanks. The fucking buffet sucks cock. I decide to not renew.
In a bad way, not a good way.
Right. I decide to the receiving way, the giving way, not the receiving way. He decided to not renew. He sued him. The owner sued him for 3 years worth of season tickets. The guy didn't pay that, and now he is suing him for ownership of some property that the guy owns that is worth like $500,000.
Oh, my God.
What?
He's also suing a
He's
guy.
He's like, I don't care if you don't like me. Me and that guy who were raising the price on AIDS medication are hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no yeah. shit.
He's also suing a guy who couldn't go to the games because he had a heart attack. So
yeah.
He's in the hospital.
Yeah, that was another news story.
What is wrong?
Dude, this guy who owns the Marlins is fucking
How
evil.
How come nobody's the problem is nobody gets murdered anymore.
Yeah, we need to just do the purge. I think we do.
No, but the purge goes after poor people. Yeah. We need a purge of the rich people. You need to go and just start slitting throats.
Torches and pitchforks. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't do that enough.
Well, OJ's about to get out, so maybe he'll bring that back.
No, that'll be just
white. Let's get him on the podcast.
That would be cool to get him on the podcast.
So, dude, we have T-shirts coming out. Talk about them.
AllComedyT-shirts.com. Ari's got a Punch Drunk shirt on right now, the classic logo. We got a Fight Nanny shirt coming out. We got Sports Band shirt coming out, which we will debut, I believe, next week when Red Band's on.
Yeah.
And go to allcommonteachers.com and check out all the merch. We got stickers now, and we got about four new shirts that are coming out. So check them out, guys.
Yeah, excited about that. And then Johnny Woodward is back in 2 weeks. Or
what's
week.
Up with Fight Nanny? Is she done with the podcast?
No,
she was on last week. She had to work today.
Does he run the social the Twitter?
No, that is Crazy James.
Who was the guy? Because last week we were saying that somebody, we were all tweeting each other, like our account and then your guys, and we were talking about playing basketball to settle it.
Yeah. You want to play?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Three on two. Let's do it. A 3-on-2. Nice.
3-on-2. Us three, because we're all older than you guys.
3-on-2 is not easy, man.
Yeah. And
you guys would easily win 3-on-2.
I also propose.
You got us by like 10 years.
I propose 12 fouls to foul out, too. 12, because that's
12 hard fouls.
That's 36 fouls for us.
Yeah.
Did I say,
are you in?
I'm sorry, I'm whispering.
3-on-2? I would say there's no way we fucking win 3-on-2.
Okay, you can have a chick.
No, we'll give you Aaron.
You can have Aaron.
Or fight Annie.
You're going to have the fight nanny. You guys get the fight nanny.
She never played basketball, but she could pass for like a WNBA lesbian that was short.
Yeah, sure.
How about this? How about this? How about this? 3-on-2, but we play full MMA rules.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
We're
I'm in.
We're in. Oh, speaking of we'll give you MMA LeBron. Rules. Speaking of MMA.
He doesn't play defense.
Well,
guys,
I was just going to say that.
Right today is the 18th. We have 2 weeks until the end of August. We are 192 subscriptions away.
Never get there.
Listen to him. He is clapping. You aren't going to let him do this. Tebow wants to fight a woman.
Because you know I'd win, Sam. You know I'd win. And the fans don't want to see you get hurt. That's the thing.
So you're saying.
I'll up the ante. I'll fight John Jones. If that was
so we have this thing. A friend of ours has a show on Sirius Radio, Jason Ellis and Mike Tully. They're our friends. Ellis does
name
something
dropping.
Called Ellis Mania. Okay.
Respond to you, that lady fighter?
Yeah. Oh, Keith Jardine's girlfriend's totally into fucking beat his ass.
Nice.
A lot of people.
By the way, Prano must be watching because he just texted me. He said we would take them 3-on-2.
You think you'd beat us 3-on-2.
That's, Prano just texted me that.
I got long arms, motherfucker. I got long arms.
So what we do is we have Ari on Prano, and then him and I would just swarm you, dude. I would just be Rover and just fucking wreck shop. And I would sit in the back and go, Armenian assassin. Armo assassin. Boom. He's on fire from the outside.
Or you can leave Sam open for three, or he'll hit him. But if you guard him at all.
Prano's a big guy, man. He's 6'4".
Yeah, I know he is. Ari's 6'3". Okay. How tall are you, Ari?
I'm 6'6" in heels.
6'5"?
6'2½, but look at these long arms. Can't
look at those
see him
long arms.
Can't even see them.
So the deal is, if we get 500 subscribers, we're at 302 right now.
500 on
Patreon. Okay. $5 a pop.
Yeah.
And we put out 4 to 5 podcasts a month. That him and I will fight at Jason Ellis in September.
And can I just say this?
He will take on a real female 115 MMA fighter.
Here's where it gets crazy.
Hey, hold on.
What's that?
Me and Duncan were talking about Patreon for a minute.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this, because I don't think we're going to reach it, so it'll be great. So this is really for after. This is for August and on, to save Sam. Really just to save Sam. The Patreon, sure, you get an extra episode a week with guys like Bert Kreischer and Joe Rogan and stuff like that. I'm out, but like those other guys more than make up for me. But like what you also get is you support the podcast. Tebow has a burgeoning alcohol addiction that you need to beat.
Thank you. That's not even number one on my list of problems.
Sam Tripoli has tons of condoms he doesn't want to buy.
Yeah, yes.
We need fucking fight nannies flying to Vegas all the time. We just can't do it. We can't do it. I don't have a TV show anymore. We need your help, everybody.
You have a TV show. You're just not on it.
To support our lifestyle. If you give us $5 a month, $10 a month, it'll help us fucking live, and we can continue doing this great podcast.
It goes to the network. We're going to build the premier sports comedy network. The Dirty Sports Guys are a big part of that. MMA Roasted. Fire and a Kid said they'll be on it.
We're taking down Barstool Sports.
That's what I want to do! No, I love Barstool Sports, but we need a West Coast version.
Do you?
I do. I like what they do.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
But we need to be a West Coast version. There's nobody on the West doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's why we're gonna build a super studio. We're going to fucking make it great. We're going to make Aaron do it all naked. Okay, that'll be the rule. We're going to pay you more, but you got to be butt
naked.
Aaron,
how's your wife doing?
That will not happen.
Aaron, how's your wife doing?
Wife's doing great.
Is she pregnant yet?
Why can't I fight her?
No. Maybe you can fight Aaron in a fucking cross. Oh, by the way, when are you going to do that?
No.
This week. Okay. I can't. Friday, Saturday, I got gigs, so we'll
Thursday,
figure it out.
Thursday night.
If Sunday's better for me,
can
but we'll
I get one of my trans friends to do all your makeup?
Yeah, whatever.
and we're going to put that on the Patreon right
Sunday's,
there. You
want to
see him walk like a girl
me.
Down the fucking hooker roll? He lost a bet, and he has to walk down tranny row for 1 hour.
You guys have great bets.
Do we?
We just try to completely humiliate each other. That's our goal.
Didn't you have one where you guys had to take Viagra and then like watch gay porn for an hour or something?
2 hours. I had to watch 2 hours of gay porn. See what happens.
Did you get a hard on?
I tried. If you're going to be there, might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
I tried to watch tranny porn because I could just convince myself.
Sure.
But they said that wasn't really gay porn.
You can't say tranny now. It's like saying the
I just said it like five times. It's an abbreviation of
word. You know what we should put in the bag? Somebody told me that a couple years ago. They were like, you can't say tranny now. It's like saying the N-word. I go, no, it's not.
It's not even close.
Because you wouldn't even say, you said N-word versus saying tranny.
Yeah.
You just proved your point wrong.
That's a great thing. And listen, it's abbreviation of words, of syllables.
That's when you get in trouble. You don't shorten. You don't shorten.
You know what we should put in the bag, Ari?
Arvo. Flip. What?
You know what you put in the bag? You got to take two Viagra and watch 3 hours of Pollock porn.
Which is like a guy trying to put a light bulb in, right? Like, well, that's Pollock porn? Yeah. Like, can't he put the light bulb in?
Right.
Are you a UFC guy?
Not a big UFC
guy. How can you do a sports?
What about boxing?
We mostly focus on baseball, basketball, football.
Yes. Okay.
Ari, I love you.
Ari's got to go do something, I guess, important.
The chive. I got to do press.
Okay, have fun. Go do chive. One more time. Double negative. Tell us about real quick, and then you go. What is it? Is it both 2 hours? Are they both an hour?
No, they're both about 45, 47. And then half of it's about children. My views on that. The other half is a version of adulthood that you really can't have if you got a wife and kids. And it's out now. I think you'll enjoy it. Please tweet about it. Tell everybody in your life to fucking watch it.
Ari Shaffir, formerly of Comedy Central, now of Netflix, everybody. Go enjoy the chive.
Ari, very proud of you, buddy.
Let's see that belt real quick. Let's see that belt.
You know what's funny is I'm watching HBO yesterday, and I'm waiting for Ari's special to come out. Yeah. And Keeping Up with the Joneses is on. And I forgot that he was in that movie. So literally the same day, HBO is featuring one movie for him, and then his Netflix special comes out. And I'm watching it. And Ari's in the background. I don't even notice that it's Ari. But then there's another scene where they're like at a party and playing darts. And I recognize him from his stupid posture. I was like, that guy has posture just like, it is Ari.
Did Ari have any lines?
Yeah. He's like all throughout the whole fucking movie.
Oh, that's great.
So that was a good, that was like a whole Ari dad. And like so, four hours of watching Ari.
We have tried to hear your opinion on your sports, on your football team. And we can't get to it. So you said you were into the Rams, but you're not now?
No, I mean...
Are you like Ben Maller on Fox Sports Radio, who does a great job, but he always picks a new team?
No, I'll follow them. My thing with the Bengals is they've never won a playoff game since the new owner took over, which was 1990. So people can talk about their teams. Name another team where a new guy takes over and they haven't won, especially with the talent they've had. So I was like, fuck this guy. We were talking about piece of shit owners earlier. He's like top three piece of shit sports owner. So I was like, fuck them.
That's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement, but I can back it up with facts. Fuck yeah.
Sorry.
That was my jam back in the day.
Sorry, go on.
I had lots of unprotected sex with a girl one time.
You ever have that song of that girl, always when you banged her, that song was on?
Yeah.
I used to bang this stripper all the time, and she always had... I'm just a girl in this world. Every time I come on, I think of all the great
Little No Doubt?
Yeah. She was so hot, dude. She was so hot. She was like one of those. Vegas treat lets you know that broken shit comes in some pretty ass packages.
So this was in Vegas?
Yeah. When I used to work at a strip bar.
What strip club?
I used to work at Deja Vu Showgirls. Okay. It was one of the best times of my life.
You know what song always reminds me of getting laid? Happy birthday to you, because I always just get raped on my birthday when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, so every time I hear that song now, I just think about that fucking.
Cool story.
Like, nothing like those memories.
What kind of girl, what is a Ruther girl? What is a Ruther girl?
Oh, God, man. I'm trying to change my life around. My girl, I go for crazies, and I'm kind of realizing that I need to fucking fix that. Like this, recently what just happened.
How crazy? I mean,
I should tell you guys my recent Bumble chick.
Let's hear about it.
So I met this girl, and I was up. Prano and I were doing some shows up in the Bay about 3 weeks ago. Met this girl on Bumble. She invites me over Saturday night after the show we had in Oakland, and An hour into being over there, she looks at me and was like, woman to man, what's your opinion on pegging? And I didn't even know. Yeah.
Ooh. And you were like all in.
No, I was like, you know, I just laughed. Cause I just had learned what the term was. Anyway, weird night with her. We don't actually fuck. Then the next day I fuck her a bunch and I'm an idiot and I invite her down.
To the gig.
I invite her down to L.A. She's like, she's 42, divorced.
Hot as fuck. 42?
17-year marriage, two kids. I'm like, oh, she'll be normal. I'm going to invite her down just to fuck all July 4th weekend. She comes down here, raging alcoholic. I mean, batshit. So I'm taking her back to the airport. Batshit crazy. She's holding, like, you know, one of those personalized water bottles.
Yeah.
As we're driving on Lincoln and Jefferson, going like 50 miles an hour in my car, she's hammered. This is like,
you mean like a thermos kind of thing?
Okay. Thermos, Jason. Yeah. She throws it as hard as she can at a street sign as I'm driving like 50. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm losing my mind on her. And then she just goes, this is like as we're pulling into LAX, she goes, you don't even know all I've been through. I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm dropping you off. I'm never seeing you again. You're crazy. She's like, no, you don't even know. And I kept saying, I don't care. And then she just tells me, she goes, I walked in on my husband of 17 years jerking off our 200-pound Mastiff pet dog.
Oh, my God. Aaron, thoughts?
Sending a text. Kind of missed it.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I heard
really?
A dog jerking off a Mastiff. Yeah. I heard that.
And then she – literally, I'm pulling up to Southwest where she's
shit,
flying.
Dude.
And she goes – and he said he was checking it for ticks. I didn't say anything. Threw her luggage out. Have a nice life.
And you hit it. You didn't.
You took her to where? Just to the airport?
I took her back after fucking her all weekend. She flew in. I fucked her a bunch that weekend, but she was a raging alcoholic.
So you rode out the whole weekend. You didn't kick her to the curb early.
Who do you feel worse for, her or the dog? Be honest.
Well, there's so many unanswered questions about the dog.
Yeah, there are a lot.
A 200-pound dog. How's it sitting? Like, what's the motion he's using? Like,
is he sprawled off like
yeah,
a love?
Yeah.
Or is he like?
So to answer your question,
I mean, I've watched those videos where the girls get humped by the dogs, and like the dog looks like it's having a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, everybody's cool with this, right?
Right? I don't know.
Right?
I saw that video where the guy got killed by a horse.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
Yeah, that's just
you gotta watch that,
Mr. Hands.
Yeah, you gotta watch that,
right?
So this is the type of girl that I'm apparently fucking.
They're all crazy, dude.
But I will say that you went the opposite way. You like, oh, she's got kids. She's a little older. She's not going to be the.
That's what I
thought. She's not from LA. She's not going to be the typical crazy fucking 22-year-old
dingbat. She's from Arkansas. I thought she'd be normal, and I was wrong.
I feel like you got to lead with that story. Like, hi, my name's Brittany. I like to go for long walks. Walked in on my husband jerking off a dog.
Yeah, that's
and
that's why she divorced him.
Yeah, amongst other things, she was a raging alcoholic. But I don't know if that's because of the dog jerk off dude or she was just always.
I would feel like if you walked in and like if you were a gay guy and you walked in your husband jerking off the dog, would you leave on that? I mean, is that enough?
I was just wondering, like, if you walked in on your wife
jerking
and
the dog off?
No, she was fucking your fucking boa constrictor. She had, like, your snake halfway into her fucking.
I'm in the weird shit, so I might be like, am I in on this?
You're like, I thought my snake was 8 feet long, and that is only 3. Oh, it is 8 feet long.
I just love that his explanation was, I was checking the dog for ticks.
Hey, dude, you got to
think
That's
a pretty
fast.
Quick go-to. Yeah,
you gotta
I was thinking
think fast.
Quick. Which you maybe he was. Fast. Maybe she just walked in the room so hammered, chucked a fucking thermos across the room, and she's like, are you beating off Mr. Pickles, you asshole?
She one night when we went out, this is what she ordered for her meal. She ordered fried pickles, a side salad, a double margarita, and a beer. Like, this chick was a disaster.
Damn, that is a true drinker.
Why is my dick hard?
That's a true drinker's order right
so
there.
So I'd fuck her, and she'd lay in bed. She had to have a drink. She would grab her vodka soda. She'd be laying in bed naked just holding the drink. And then both nights that she stayed with me, she brushed her teeth, then made a mixed drink. She brushed her teeth, then either made a mixed drink or cracked open a beer and had it next to my nightstand. I'm like, you just brushed your teeth. She's like, it's just for bed. I'm like, that's defeating the whole fucking purpose.
Big time drinking.
I think it's hot.
That's
dude.
A big
I
time.
I like broken shit.
That, well,
I like girls who
I
are
give
into
you
weird
her number.
You should meet her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm into that
She's
shit.
Cute. 42. Fake kids.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
A year.
A year in your life?
Yeah.
Why? What happens? You get bored?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've had so many just random like hookups or one night stands. Like that was I didn't have sober sex. I don't drink anymore. I didn't have sober sex.
You don't drink anymore?
No, I stopped 3 years ago.
Do you smoke weed or anything?
Yeah, I smoke weed. I didn't have sober sex till I was 22.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were a hard drinker back in the day.
I wasn't crazy. I used to binge.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you're talking to two dudes who are fucking ragers.
Yeah, I wonder how many people have had sober sex.
That's a good question.
Regularly. Yeah. That aren't like in the program, or I actually never drank, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people that just never, Earl Skakel, a lot of people just never drank.
But those guys, I always find they have something else going on. There's always something else there. It's like, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but you do something.
We all need something.
Jerk off dogs.
We all do something. Like Aaron. Look how nice Aaron is. Aaron comes off as this guy that just wants to make love to his wife.
He's hammered all the time. I've never seen this guy. He's blasted.
There's something going on with this dude that he won't talk to us
about. Well, he's getting divorced, number one.
Child porn. It's got written all over.
Aaron, can we go ahead and make that official and say that on the show?
Child porn. No.
Aaron is big time into child pornography on All Things Comedy.
Not true.
Okay. He said it's true.
Aaron, are we the worst to you? Are we the worst to you?
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Without hesitation.
You're definitely top five, if not top six.
Okay. Oh, snaps. That was rude.
But we're the only one to show real love for your wife. Well, your ex-wife. It's your ex-wife.
That's true. That's true.
Now, were you kind of like, what the fuck was up when we did a fucking joint show and we had no fans show up and you guys had all the fans show up? Was that weird? Did you question our fucking validity as a podcast?
If we do a show in Canada, it's lights out.
Well, on the way home, Joe and I both decided that we're never going to work with the Punch Drunk guys again.
And here you
fucking
are.
I hate you guys. Yes, and here I am.
Dude, I love your guys' show. I love you guys. You're both really fucking funny. You know, where do you see your podcast going?
You know, I mean, that's a big question. Is like, I think
that's
we're kind of all in the in that spot where you want to just keep growing the show. And you know, my thing is like, we do twice a week. We've been toying with even three, but
because you love it,
we love it. But
do you guys live close?
Joe lives. He lives like 5 minute walk away.
Yeah, see, that's perfect.
And we record out of my apartment. I mean, I would love to get to the point where I could do talk sports 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to do a five? We do it once a week, 2 hours. How long is your show?
It's about an hour and a half to two.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
We've been blessed that the Punch Drunk fans have supported us enough that, I mean, like, we make escort money. I mean, it's just like we get paid. We put a lot of time and effort into and do a lot of free shows. But, I mean, like, we get paid to talk sports, and not just talk sports the way we want to talk sports.
No, and that's where both of us share that, and that's what we love, and that's a thing. We're not crushing it, but, you know, we have a fair amount of sponsors, and it is nice to be able to make money.
I love it, dude.
Like you're saying, to talk sports, and then to go on a rant about, you know, a chick's husband jerking off a dog.
Right? You would never
get that
ESPN,
shit on FS1.
And you know they want to. You know they want to.
They fucking wish they could.
They wish they fucking could.
We were talking about this before we went on the air, but what's your take on Michael Vick really went on a tirade.
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
I'm about to.
Talk about that.
Michael Vick really went on a tirade. Thank you for permitting me to do that. Michael Vick really went on a tirade about Kaepernick. Now, some of the things he said I do agree with.
Like what?
It is not because of his political protesting that he doesn't have a job.
I disagree with that.
Oh, interesting. Let's hear it.
Why don't you tell us about it?
I don't think his numbers are. If you look at Colin Kaepernick's numbers.
Sure.
Last year.
2 years ago.
No, but even his numbers from, if you look at his numbers from last year,
right.
Tebow versus some of the guys who currently are in the NFL, they're better than them. Blaine Gabbert is in the NFL. He played better than Blaine Gabbert for the 49ers last year. I think a lot of these white owners, it's like, we're going to stick it to this guy.
I think that there is a PR thing. Not a problem. Not necessarily a problem. He hasn't done anything that's bad or wrong.
Yeah.
But it, you are going to get asked that question a lot if he is your backup,
I'm gonna tell you
third
what it is.
String or starter. It's a systematic thing. He's not, and what Vic said is, this guy's not a pocket passer. Vic said, I had to learn to become a pocket passer because that's the way this game is. If he becomes your quarterback, you now have to change your offensive system to fit his style of play.
Okay.
And I think a lot of teams are set at quarterback right now, at least starter and backup.
I think that's a crazy discussion. I think the truth is he shit. He disrupted what the NFL sponsors thought was disrespectful to their sponsorship. The military is huge sponsors of the NFL. Now, I just did Doug Stanhope's podcast, and Doug Stanhope, the craziest guy in the fucking world of fucking comedy. He has a sponsor, which is a food delivery thing. I made one slight kind of thing like, oh, that's destroying the restaurant business. They backtracked that real quick. On our podcast, we lost one sponsor because him and I said some crazy shit.
I called Aria Kike.
You don't fuck
that's
with
why
the sponsorship. You don't fuck with the sponsor. That's just straight up the way it is. I don't care how crazy you are. We just talked about how our bills are. You don't fuck with the sponsor. And even though he said while he was kneeling down, it was about cops, it was during the anthem when all the military guys are out there and they're waving the American flag. You don't fuck with the sponsors.
But they're not the sponsor.
They do. They pay the NFL to do all those moments of recognition.
I know they pay them, but...
Actually, I think they don't do that anymore. They were then at the time.
They were at the time. But, dude, I think, look, he's a backup. For anyone who doesn't think that Colin Kaepernick can be a backup on any team, to me, that's absurd. I do agree with what you're saying
I think he will.
He's a system.
I think we're going to get into training camps, and some two or three teams are going to go like, okay, yeah, we do have a quarterback problem. And let's look at some of these guys that are out there, the Kaepernicks of the world that don't have a job right now. But right now, everyone's going into like, before we start this whole thing, let's see if we do need a quarterback or not.
This is where I get like confused within the black community. And obviously, we're not black guys. I would love to hear from people. I tweeted on Dirty Sports. I'm like, all our fans, you know, we call our fans dirtballs. The black guys are dirtballers. I'm like, you guys call into our hotline and leave a message because I want to know your takes on this, because when you look on what Michael Vick said yesterday, the amount of times he's called a coon within the black community, I'm like, you're not helping your own cause. So one guy disagrees with your popular opinion, and he says he should cut his fro.
I don't agree with that. That's where he said some of those things where I was like, I don't know.
Let me finish his talk.
I'm not saying that I agree with that either, but to just say coon, Uncle Tom, like, you're just shitting on your own fucking people. You're not helping the cause.
The notion of playing the ultimate brainwash is telling people they should be on their own separate thing, when the truth is simulation and joining the group is what's up. So when you call someone an Uncle Tom or a coon, you're actually doing yourself a disservice.
Exactly. Man.
It's not white or black. It is literally the fucking culture of making money. And if you look at us, man, we play by our own rules. That's why we make the money that we make. When these other guys who are quote-unquote sellouts, they're business people. They play the game.
Yeah.
And the game is make money. And you choose based upon how you want to play that game is determine how much money you make. And when you call someone a coon for saying they should cut their hair and be presentable in that, even though I don't think that's the reason no one's going, hey, dude, we should sign, but look at that afro. I don't believe with that. But to call them that is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, I don't think you do what you want with your hair. But I think people miss the point, which Vic's point was, dude, I used to have the cornrows. It's just changing an image. These people are so stupid. They don't understand how publicity and spinning that image works. I laugh too. Think about Colin Kaepernick. He was adopted and raised by white people. Let's not forget his history. Then all of a sudden, he's suddenly black rights and has an afro. I'm sorry. To me, that was funny.
It was funny, but
it
also
is funny.
How much of it is a 23, 24-year-old kid that was raised by white people getting into his heritage and going back and going, I want to find out who I really am and what my genealogy really is. And now I have the money and the means to go do that. And it's always interesting to me that all these kids, 20, 21, 22-year-old, think of how stupid we were at 21 and 22.
Yeah.
And they become in the NBA or NFL or baseball, and they get in the limelight, and we expect them to be a 40-year-old mature adult.
But that's a great point. It is. And to bring it back to LeBron, I think that's why a lot of people don't like him. They're still hung up on the fucking decision. It's like, guys.
Well, there's going to be people that hate him just because he's so successful.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, I wasn't... Dude, I can't imagine what I was doing it if I was doing it
but
23,
the, but
24.
The holding
with
out
money?
Of Kaepernick, to me, is not racism. It is simply they don't like fucking rebels. I mean, look at comedy. Look at Doug Stanhope. Look at his career. And look at the people who have been fucking vocal politically and all the pounding they intend to take. There's a reason why politicians and now celebrities are so bland. You can't have an opinion because people flare off because nobody wants to piss anybody off.
But I do think, I mean, in my opinion, I do think there is racial issues with some of the owners.
Well, it's racial because it's a black guy commenting on white cops and how white cops keep black people off. But at the end of the day, if this guy was throwing fucking bombs and touchdowns, people would eat. People would be like, oh, well,
Let me put it this way. If Tim Tebow is doing the same thing and taking the knee, he's on a fucking team. I'm sorry. I just think he is.
Quite possibly. I mean, Tim Tebow did do it. Tim Tebow took a knee every time he completed a pass and prayed to Jesus Christ in here. Dude, on first downs, this guy, when he was with Denver, was taking a knee on the 35-yard line and doing that Tebow pray to Jesus. Hey, I'm fine for you praying on a touchdown, but I'm a football fan. I don't need you praying every time you move the chains.
The games are already long enough.
I don't need Jesus Christ every time you move the chains, man.
Let's also talk about the fact that the truth of the matter is that Johnny Manziel is not in the league as well because he's too much of a train wreck. He's too much of a problem.
I mean,
he's not in the NFL.
But Colin Kaepernick's a way better quarterback.
100% agree.
Yeah.
I would take Kaepernick over Johnny Manziel 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
I'd take Kaepernick on my team this year if he was going to be a backup. I don't want him to start.
I just think what I hate at the end of the day is just this, to bring it kind of back to what all the shit we were talking about earlier. It's all just labeling. Everybody fucking life is not black and white. It's always gray. So they want to label, oh, you're a coon, you're this. Well, no, dude, that doesn't, why do you have to label everything? Oh, you're a racist, you're
totally
a misogynist.
Agree.
Every fucking thing we do, everybody wants to just label. You write a joke on Twitter, they instantly want to label you a Democrat or Republican. No, I just wrote a fucking joke.
Yep. And even this interview with Vic, it was spun on the internet that like, oh, a black guy is shitting on him. Oh, Michael Vick, who was in prison, is calling Kaepernick crazy. But then when you read it and you hear what he said, no, he's out of work, a retired football player who went through a lot of shit. You want to talk about someone who went through a lot of shit? Michael Vick. And that's a guy who learned, hey, man, I just got to shut up and do my job. Hey, you know, I don't know.
I'm with you.
I don't think everything he said was that bad.
Well, guys, I had a great time. I feel like maybe I had too much coffee and I was yelling a lot, but I had a great time. This has been a great episode. Andy, we finally got you in. I've always enjoyed doing your show and you know, working with you guys.
We got to do another crossover.
Let's totally. Do it.
You guys get some people out this
Love
time.
Love to do it.
Sure.
We'll do it.
We'll do it
at the Belly Room.
I was so embarrassed.
The Belly Room would be great.
We should do it.
We'll do it again.
Well, once the website launches, which should be very soon, we're going to do a big night with all the people from the website going up and doing time. Any last thoughts, Andy?
No, I can't wait to hopefully not take an SAT.
Okay.
That's right.
Jason.
Guys, go to Amazon.com, use code PUNCHDRUNK, or go to PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.com, click the Amazon link. And Caveman Coffee, guys, use the code PUNCHDRUNK at CavemanCoffeeCo.com. That gets you 15% off your order and helps our good friends Tate and Keith Jardine, whose girlfriend wants to punch me in the face. And watch Ari's special.
Watch
Double
Ari's
Negative
special.
On Netflix.
Yes. Okay, guys. I appreciate it. Love you. Hey, man. Things are good, and it's only getting better. Guys, thanks for tuning in to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We'll see you next time. Bye.